Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to make a few opening remarks upon the Senate and gubernatorial elections in Minnesota. I'd like to begin with the turnout. Turnout has always been very high in Minnesota. At the general elections from 2008, we had a national best 60% turnout. In 2010, nearly 69% of the state's voting age population turned out. The last Senate and gubernatorial elections were not an exception. The turnout was so high that we had to print extra 26,000 ballots and to distribute them throughout the city, because more than 30% of all registered voters had cast their ballots by 2 p.m. Accordingly, the turnout was more than 70%. I'd like to say that both parties involved in the elections recruited armies of volunteers and spent considerable sums in an effort to fill the seat of the late Senator Paul Wellstone, and in order to replace the outgoing Governor Jess Ventura. The opinion polls over the weekend indicated a close Senate contest between Democrat Walter Mondale and the Republican Norm Coleman. Both candidates paid particular attention to the don't knows because they decided at the last minute, and the majority of them made their decision being in the voting booth. In the gubernatorial race, we had three candidates, and the issues proposed counted most for the voters. There was Team Pawlenty with Fight Against Terrorism, Team Penny with the solution to the state's budget mess, and Roger Moore with support of education and abortion rights. In the Senate race, it is the image that counts most of all. The candidates Mondale and Coleman kept campaigning even after the polls opened, hoping to swing enough voters to tip the election, the Senate elections their way. A landslide for Mondale is expected.